Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed break.
Welcome back. It's 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Josh McCarter is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Booker.com is his website, right, Josh?
Yeah, that's it, Jim. Exactly.
And tell us again, give us a 30-second commercial.
Yeah, so Booker is a business management and marketing system that's used by service-based businesses, primarily in the health and wellness industry, so spas, salons, barbers, and so forth. Gives them everything they need to do to manage their business, their employees, take payments from customers, and then market themselves online.
One of the things that I want you to help us with right now is getting people's attention on the power of an existing customer, the value of an existing customer over you know, fretting over whether we get new customers. Everybody has to get new customers.
Yep.
Way too often, the quest for the new customer is at the expense of the existing customer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and you see, I think, also in most small businesses, a lot of the SMB reports, like from BIA Kelsey, talk about how the vast majority of their marketing budgets historically have been oriented towards new customer acquisition. But now that's really changing because there's more tools that are available, you know, to retain customers. And you know, various reports you see will tell you that, an existing customer is worth, 3 to 4 times that of a new customer. And the main thing is really, first of all, starting out by knowing who are your customers. And, a lot of businesses don't even know who their customers are, especially in retail, because you walk in and you buy a pair of pants, they don't take your information to do that. And that's one of the big differences with service-based businesses, is because when you make an appointment, they're capturing your information. So you're going in for a haircut, and they capture your name, and a lot of times they're going to get your email or your mobile phone so that they can send confirmations back and forth to you.
Yep.
And so that's really the first step of building customer loyalty, is knowing who your customers are. And then from there, it really, gets into, how smart can you be with the data that you have about the history of their visits with you. So again, in kind of appointment-based businesses where we operate, because we have a point of sale that's fully integrated with the scheduling and with the CRM, we're able to tie the transaction history to the customer record. So we know when somebody came in, what service did
and
they buy, can, who did they get it from.
It'll throw up a red flag if they don't come back, if they don't, they didn't make another, say 2 weeks later, hey, did you know they didn't make an appointment?
Did exactly
you, I'm sure it does that sort of thing. These, Josh, most of us would say, well, I'll never forget that customer. But then we do.
Right.
But then we do.
Well, you might
and
know their face, but you might not know how
reminded.
To contact them.
And here's the other thing. Not even reminded about them, not even remind you about whether they've made another appointment or not, or whether they have been in lately or not, but what you needed to remember about them. How's
right.
it making, right? Making, how's your mom? Susan, did your daughter get off to college? Whatever, Bill. I mean, those kinds of things. I know people who are doing this, and it's what makes people come back.
Yep, absolutely.
It's that experience, because here's the thing. All this high tech, Josh, is important. It saves time. It saves money. It's efficient. It helps the customer. But remember this, folks, 100% of your digital demanding customers are 100% analog. Right, Josh?
Yeah, and absolutely capturing that information.
And it's
very important for, your future interactions with them. And absolutely, I think even in this digital age, that people still value a high quality of service and interaction when they actually show up. So you want your automation to go on the back end to remember everything and do all of the things that it can do in an automated way. But when somebody shows up, it's all about the personal relationship.
I don't know how you can be a service industry and have your technology be out front. It needs to be
absolutely.
You know, when I used to be in charge, when I started my company, I would teach classes on salesmanship and things like that. I sold everything. I did it all, and I delivered the presentation. Well, I'd go in there. I'd rent the room, right? I'd go check every chair to make sure there wasn't a broken chair in that room. I'd go sit in almost every one to make sure everybody had a good view. I didn't want my chairs to be a distraction to the program.
Right.
Same thing with your technology, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If your technology inhibits somebody from interacting with you successfully, then they're not going to get there the first time, or if they've come one time, they won't be coming back.
Well, think about this, this could be silly, but I love the way he cut my hair, but he kept the room too cold. I'm not going back. People will do that, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Or, and then they'll write a review about it too.
Right. Or I love how he did this or that. But I didn't like getting 16 emails reminding me. I only needed one,
right.
or whatever,
right.
you know, whatever the case may be.
That's true. That's absolutely right, and that's why it's important to have systems that really understand how to optimize around those type of engagements. Because otherwise, you're just blasting your entire customer database, and nobody likes that.
Right. Exactly. And of course, there are much of other things you can do. Does your system allow for that kind of detail collection information?
Yeah, so on the transaction side, we capture every transaction that happens in the system.
Right.
We did over $3.5 billion.
But if I want to make a note about a customer, there's room in there to do that, to remind me and that kind of thing?
Absolutely, to remind you. And even more excitingly, we bought a company last year, and it's focused on yield management. So it'll take a look at your calendar in the future and see that you have empty slots, and then identify people in your database that would be most likely to buy them.
Talk about productivity,
folks. Pretty cool.
Booker.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Josh, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Be happy to, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Josh McCarter, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO, co-founder of Booker.com. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.